All right, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll. Wednesday, 21st of June, 2023. It's the Kraz Files podcast with Adam. Jason Woodforth is jumping on to the podcast with me today for a general chat roundup of the last few weeks. We usually try to catch up when we can and just cover things. We're still here, that's for sure. And there's always things to cover in this insane asylum we seem to be living in. So I always say that on my Nightwatch podcast, Jason. Things are so kind of weird at the moment. And I just say to people, hold on, hold the line, keep moving forward and just stay positive, stay sane. Get out there, do things you love. And as you always say, keep your eyes on everything. It's really crazy, Jason, you know. I'm sending you so many things all the time just from the news with the 33s and the Freemason numbers, and I see stuff on buses and I see like movie things and everything that's going on and just in the general day-to-day culture and what people are being exposed to, you know. I watch all that like a fly on the wall and I just don't have enough time to cover it all, but I do try and sit down here with guests and in the weeknights for the Kraz Files members to do the night watch, and I'll just save a bunch of articles I think are interesting and I'll just cover through them and offer my two cents. But it's hard when we're working and got so much to do and family and things and as you complications and stuff that's got to be done. We try to sit down anyway here for our listeners and go over all the latest. Everything running smoothly here, Jason. I think we're okay at the moment. We'll cover a few important topics on the podcast today, and it's always good to get these out. Website, everything's up there, krazfiles.com. I think folks will notice that the website's loading faster now, so we've had some changes there. It's all worked out pretty well, actually. I've got another security certificate for the website where I think it's loading a lot quicker and seems to be more streamlined and working good. So I've been posting lots of info up there. And so get on that website. It's krazfiles.com. And thanks so much to some supporters out there. With your generous help, really helps me to continue here. You guys are awesome and can't continue here without some support. I do have a members, and that's over on Buy Me a Coffee platform, still through Stripe, still $8. And I just moved it off the website to host it over on Buy Me a Coffee because I do a lot of Nightwatch podcasts, and that's just too heavy for our website at the moment. And it's better over there. So if you want to support me here, I don't sell anything or anything like that. The best thing to do is just become a member, and you can sign up over there and cancel anytime you want. It's up to you, and log in over there. It's really working well, and I haven't encountered one problem, so it's going nicely there. And it's a good little platform, and you'll be emailed the podcasts when I do them, and there's other little members content and things that'll be going up and up there already. So enjoy that and contact me through the website. The chat's up as well on the website. I put it back in there. Just tap on chat at the top toolbar there where it says categories and stuff. It'll open up a big chat box, and you can log in there with Facebook, Twitter, or just log in as a guest user by joining the conversation. Put whatever name you want and leave links. You can leave full YouTube videos by just copying and pasting the URL into the chat box and enter, and it'll leave the full video for people to watch. Don't forget that the public are on there. It's not for members. It's an open forum now, so the public will be able to go in there and see what you're posting, but it's all about getting information out at the moment, so post away and enjoy. We're on Telegram chat as well if you want to jump over there, Kraz Files chat on Telegram. Lots of good stuff and information going up there indeed as we move forward. I was just put up this one, Jason, anyway, about the Green Party in Ireland going full Orwellian, restricting speech for the common good. We're seeing this in Australia, and it was just one I posted last night when I was doing the night watch anyway. They're really moving for this now. So this is the Irish Green Party. They're following the leftists and the communists around the world, and they're going to censorship. This is a censorship and speech controls. against the people and having their, you know, say and what they want to talk about. These people have really lost their minds, and we're seeing this all over the Five Eyes nations as well. And that's why we just need to keep a tab on this and all these articles so that are coming up and what they're doing to basically zip us up, Jason, and shut us up. But going back to how you are, mate, how's everything on your end? I was listening to one of the General's podcasts. He was saying it was freezing up there in Brisbane, and just the last couple of mornings I've had to do some drop-offs at 7 a.m. It was 5 degrees. There's been icy starts around the country, -7 in Canberra, heavy snowfall, South Australia freezing, big cold fronts plunging the temperatures. It is freezing here on the coast of Sydney, I tell you. I think it gets down to probably even below 5, maybe around 3 or 4 sometimes, 4 to 5 or so here, so very icy cold. I'm just wondering where the global warming fruitcakes are. They seem to disappear out of sight when we get cold weather, and they just vanish. Zali Steggel and all the fruitcakes and the Green Party and all the wankers and toss-offs pushing the Greta Thunberg panic button on global warming. They disappear like a rat in the night when you turn the lights on, Jason, or cockroaches in the night just scurrying away. They're gone. They've got nothing to say to the coldest start, I think, in Australia's history to our winter. They have vanished out of sight. But they'll just be waiting for the warmer months to set into play, and then they'll be back with their big mouths crapping on about global warming. But a cold and frosty start for you guys in out of Brisbane, Jason, as well. How you going, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate. You know, just watching the world go by and all the bullshit that continues. And let me start with saying that we're still here and this is not going away.
You daydreaming out the window, Jason, just looking out the window at the world go by, eh?
Yeah.
What can you do sometimes?
So yeah, sometimes, you know, and with a few things I'm facing at the moment this year, I just can't believe people. Again, I'll be able to delve into more of it once court cases are done, but it's going to blow people away. And yet for some people will be going, nah, I got a story just like it. I got a story just like it, because a number of people with stories just like it. It boggles the mind how we're still here with these situations. And I'm sorry I can't say much more. I will once everything is done and dusted, and that could be anywhere from in that 2 weeks' time to sadly 2 years, but hopefully in 2 weeks' time we'll wait and see. But Adam, that being said and done, like I said, we're still here and this is not going away. And you mentioned the numbers. Well, this is an article a couple of months back. The virus caused 33 million infections, 3.6 million hospitalizations. So there's your 3 6s, 666. And a 100,000 deaths. So 101's a big one as well. That comes down to an 11, and 11 is a master number. And then it also goes and it jumped to 3.6% to those under 6 months old. Like, just, it's just amazing what they use. I had another one here. I haven't got too much.
The COVID stats have always been like that, I think, since it first started, mate. We were talking about it on the news, the cases, the numbers. Yep. You remember those videos people put up of the 33? And it went all over the US and all over the world, how there were 33 new cases and 33 new cases. And you had Cuomo up there. Someone did a YouTube video and it was just like seemed to hundreds of mainstream media advertisements talking about 33 cases and 33 deaths, and all of this is just open mockery.
Absolutely. And hang on, I did have one other one, but a few things I wanted to share. I just got to find it. As I'm going through, I'll share this one. So there's a COVID vaccines here, no appointment needed. It's a big banner at a vaccine center. And it says, don't forget to donate your children's organs. What? Don't forget to donate your children's organs.
So they're telling you to come in to get jabs, but then they're telling you to donate your organs?
Yep, because they're going to die from the jab.
Yep. Where's that?
I don't know. I'm going to say it's in England.
Far out.
It looks like I can just see part of the sign. I think it's going to be England. Yeah. But remember, it's not unlike the bus ad, which they had that, you know, 4-year-olds can get strokes. always just putting this stuff into our psyche, just subliminal messages. So when it happens, we go, oh yeah, actually, you know what? Now I think about it, that does happen. No, it doesn't. Nothing of what's going on happens. It's all orchestrated. What have I got here? Yeah, here we go. And here's a good one. The El Ninos do, which gives it room to grow, and there's a 56% chance. 56. Remember, 56 was the corona number, and corona equals 56. And in the first few months, Cuomo, I think it was Cuomo, the governor of California, his name equals 56. And he said in 8 weeks' time, what's 8 weeks? 56 days, he's going to be 56% of people infected. A triple 56. The mockery, US declares El Nino early, likely to be big and add even more heat to a warming world. They just keep putting in our faces, and that way they just keep the sheep brain dead in the matrix, fearful of getting out of it because it's just all too hard. And actually, you wouldn't believe it, just in saying that, I actually do have the Mr. Smith effect right next to that actual screenshot, which is, Mr. Smith, he has the ability to go into a conversation with your friend that you're trying to tell them about the truth. And Mr. Smith goes in there and just defends what is not real. And that's the Mr. Smith effect. Have you ever had a conversation with someone where they just get all antsy or just can't be bothered because it's just all too hard? Mr. Smith's jumped into their body. That's Mr. Smith. But here, I've got a really good one from 1996, Adam. The wife and I have run out of things to watch on Netflix, and we've decided watching some reruns of Friends. And that hasn't been on for a good decade. But we're watching this episode, and it didn't dawn on me until the end, because whilst there was people in hazmat suits in this episode, and I didn't really think much of it because I didn't understand what they were there for. And then right at the end, and sorry, and there was also a monkey, right? But right at the end, Joey comes in and goes something, something, something. Oh, for the virus movie. I've gone, what? For the virus movie. So in 1996, they had hazmat suits, they had a monkey, and they were doing a thing for a virus movie, right? But here's the cracker. So the credits at the end were on that quick. I had to do a speed thing on my phone camera to try and get it. It was on for just like boom, right? Cop this, what it says. The characters and events depicted in this motion picture are fictional. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead or to any actual events, firms, and institutions other than entities is coincidental and unintentional. Right? So they're basically saying that if this actually happened in real life, it is just coincidental. Well, 25 years later, it fucking happened. We have hazmat suits, we have virus, and we have monkeys. And actually, what was this one meant to be started by monkeys or a bat? I can't remember now.
COVID.
Yeah.
They said bats, yeah.
Or was it just in a wet market?
Yeah, wet market with bats.
Yeah. And again, COVID's not real.
Well, when you live in cartoon land, you can conjure anything up.
Yeah,
just whatever they want. But that monkey thing's been going on for ages.
yeah.
The 12 Monkeys, Bruce Willis. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Movie, come back from the future to find out what wiped humanity out. Contagion, there's the outbreak with Dustin Hoffman with the hazmat and the monkeys as well. Heaps that we've covered on this podcast, all the contagion and movies, all based on fear, not science. Because you
No.
can't catch anything. Contagion isn't real, and there's no viruses. There never were. So it's all a massive operation of fear, to capture the public and control their minds, to prepare them for what we're seeing now. So they think that it's actually real, but it isn't. It's easy to do. They just steer you in that direction for decades. And watching that content, and then when that day comes, they can pull off whatever they want because, deep down, most people will believe it because it's been branded in there by all the brainwashing methods.
That's it. I got another one that a little meme, a little bit different. Is Mum, what is a contradiction? Mum goes, believing that 18-year-olds couldn't understand their student loans, but 7-year-olds can choose their gender. And yeah, mind you, there's some 18-year-olds that can't understand their student loan. But you know, here we are. You know, you're not allowed to vote till you're 18. So many things you can't do till you're 18. But it's okay for you to make a decision on getting your fucking dick chopped off. You know, unbelievable. That's where we are, people. And what else? I think I've got one more. Like I said, I haven't got too much today. I've sort of like not watching, and I am watching because I always try to keep one foot on their throat just to understand what they're doing. But no, that's pretty much all. That's my hot topics really for this one, mate. But like we're just still here, Adam. Like they're still doing things. You still hear of the numbers we hear on news stories. We still hear COVID. Daniel Andrews, the Victorian government, they are putting out daily numbers again through for the Victorian health, whatever they call down there, VHS or whatever it is. They're putting out the numbers of cases. Yeah, and the thing that doesn't get people is that they're up to like 8,000 cases daily. They were locked down on fucking one, but they're okay seeing 8,000. No one's panicking, and there's 8,000 cases a day. But again, they're just putting it back in there just for the psyche, just to keep the people in fear. So we're still here. This ain't going away. We've got years of this shit to go yet.
Yeah, they're mixing in the flu now, influenza and the flus and the COVID. They're sort of mixing it all up.
Oh, and
Now
sorry.
there's going to be a big hit this winter and all of this year. Still throwing out the numbers.
Yeah, and also here in Brisbane, I just listened to a radio ad before that is if there's one thing you need to top up at all times is to top up your COVID vaccinations. They're still putting it out there. Still, these old chestnuts not going away anytime soon.
No, it defies belief, doesn't it? But
Oh.
you know, it keeps the belief in it going. And we've been discussing this on the podcast a lot. Even, you know, most truthers in the truther realm online and stuff, they still talk about the virus as if it's going to be real, you know, as if it's
That's it.
real.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people, they'll say, I do believe that there's something there, but it's just not as bad as what they were saying. So the point I always try to make is that a lot of people might still believe that there is something there. You know, that it was probably just some fluey thing that went around and they blew it all up. And they understand that it is all about control, and that they don't understand. A lot of people don't understand or watch Agenda 2030. And what's happening with the WHO and the UN and all of this, but they understand something crazy is going on here for sure. But they still believe, yeah, that there's something there that did happen. And this is the thing. If you if that is the case, then they got you. They got
Correct.
you time and time again. It's not until you take the virus theory off the table that you can truly unshackle here and be free from it. And but then you see the whole picture for what it really is, and you're like, holy crap, you know, look what they did based on nothing. I think it's maybe comfortable for some people just to continue believing in the whole virus thing. I've had them write to me, Jason, you know, oh, it's really, really real. It's really real. I know it's real. We had it. I had it bad. You know, my friends, my parents had it. What did
Yeah.
you have? Oh, we tested for it. What did you test for? How do you know? You know?
Yeah.
So they're still getting tested.
Yeah,
They
yeah,
still
yeah.
believe they have. There's the COVID could be around. The media are still kind of, it's still bubbling up there. They've still got it going at this late stage in the game. It is kind of remarkable to see. But a lot of people, they just can't take it off the table. You can't catch and spread anything to anybody. It's impossible. It isn't going to happen. There's nothing there. But
Okay,
if you have a one little, even if you just believe in that theory a little bit, you know, and also on many podcasts, Jason, I've been saying, you know, like, I mean, if you take the virus germ theory off the table, what does that do to the pharmaceutical racket? I mean, as a whole, if you look at it, and someone said to me, this troll saying to me, oh, but the vaccine market is only a small percentage of what the pharmaceutical corporations actually sell. Okay, but if you have a look at everything, and I'm talking the whole thing, pain medications and cold and flu stuff and Panadol and paracetamol and ibuprofen and all this stuff that's to do with catching colds or having flu symptoms, it is a massive, massive thing. And I think it's all the fear as well, you know? That whole fear game of catching and spreading something and you're going to get sick, it's a big one. And if you take that off the table, what really do they have left?
Well, Adam, you, to that point, let's extend that for a moment and go the use of statins for cholesterol, the use of anxiety drugs that they just literally, ADD, HD drugs. They're literally like lollies giving out people ADHD drugs left, right, and center. And I'm talking of all age groups. I'm not talking kids. I'm talking people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, even in their 50s. All of a sudden, everyone's got ADHD. You know, like, yeah, we all get anxious about certain things from time to time. We all get depressed about certain things from time to time. But, man, these doctors just want to throw it at you because obviously they're in the game as well and they get the kickbacks. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, if you want – you don't need any anxiety drugs. What you need is you need just people being good to you. And that taking that drug – because I've got several family members that are taking – stuff that have done for years and years and years. And the bottom line is they can't come off it. One's tried and got down to half dose, which proves, and was down to half dose for a long time, which proves they never needed to be on the strength they were. They just stayed there because it was the normal thing to do. You know, and I've got a friend of mine, I friggin' gave him a diet bloody 10 years ago. And within the space of 30 days, he'd already come off one of his drugs that he was on. But doctor said, mate, you can come off this. Look at these results. He's fantastic. And he said, the way you're going, mate, I reckon you're going to be off another one the next 2 or 3 weeks' time. Okay? Or by change of diet. All these things that could just be by diet, by meditation, by yoga, by fitness, by exercise, by you name it, we don't need to be consuming. You'd wipe the pharmaceutical industry off the map, right? But what we do need pharma for is we need them for genuine stuff. So like when you had a car accident, you've hurt yourself with footy and you need, you know, them knowing what the drugs do then, yes. But so many drugs, Adam, we just don't need. But they convince us that we do.
That's
and
right.
Statins is probably one of the big ones.
Massive.
Yeah.
It's a massive one. Mm. All to do with diet, really. I got this video if you want to just have a quick listen, Jason. I want your opinion on this. I'll just play it for you. I was listening to this on Twitter last night because I do take this supplement and I wanted to get your opinion if you wanted to listen to it now.
Yeah, go. Far away.
Manufacturer's safety data sheet.
Here we go.
My own doctor ran a vitamin D test on me, told me I was low, told me to get this. So I saw a video the other day saying that this is poisonous. So I decided that seems absurd. I wanted to take a look for myself. So we are going to look up this chemical name. You go to Google and you type in that chemical name. You will find out, oh, it's D3. It's great. It's a sun substitute. But then if you type specifically in the chemical name and MSDS, which means Manufacturer's Safety Data Sheet, Fisher Scientific is one of the biggest chemical makers. So we're going to take a look at it here. You'll see product name, vitamin D3. And then it says recommended use, laboratory chemical. Uses advised against food, drug, pesticide, or biocidal use. If we scroll down here, hazard identification, acute oral toxicity, category 2.
What's your thoughts on that, buddy?
Okay, so is that...
There's more. Here you go.
Inhalation toxicity, target organ toxicity with repeated exposure, category 1.
What's your thoughts on that, buddy?
Okay, so
on that vitamin D, because I've got she put the sheet up here as well, to have a look at that. I'm thinking, what? I take it.
Well, yeah, well, this is very interesting because I've got a vitamin D, vitamin D3 here as well with comes with vitamin K. Now, hang on, vitamin D3. Because I'm looking at this, it's like I've opened up a safety data sheet. Yeah, like. It's a class 2 hazard. Oh, it's got skull and crossbones on it.
Oh, you got the safety data sheet there?
Yeah, I just pulled one up.
Yeah. That's the one I had last night. I didn't have time to look too much, but I did post it. Yeah, it's on the Kras Files if people want to watch that full video in the window for Twitter. And if you click on the little link that she's left, she's got this safety data sheet. about vitamin D, product name vitamin D3, hazard identification. Yeah. Acute oral toxicity, dermal toxicity, acute inhalation toxicity. Specific target organ toxicity, target organs, kidney, bones. This chemical is considered hazardous by 2012 OSHA Hazard Communication Standard. And it goes on. Yeah, skull and bones with a person with something around them. I don't know what that is. Precaution, wash face, hands, any exposed skin.
That's unbelievable.
Yes. If inhaled, remove victim to fresh air.
Fatal if swallowed.
Yes.
Man, I mean, are we really reading this right then?
Well,
because you know, it's not killing us.
No, I know. But I mean, yeah, I mean, I feel I get enough sunshine. I know some people probably might feel they need to take the supplements. We always hear that it's good. I think it was Jim West years ago who said, you know, that's all phony, that I wouldn't take that. So I have to go back to Jim again. I'll have to ask him again. I forgot about it. And then I saw that last night because I do take it. I do take, like you, Jason, K2, had D3.
Yeah, right.
But
I'm going to have to do some more research into that. Wow. Wow. Okay, and I take the, actually, bear with me, Adam. Give me 20 seconds, not even. Hang on.
Oh yeah, there it is.
All right, so the one I take is Bioceuticals D3 plus K2 spray. Now it's what I'm going to have to check on is the ingredients, which here are cholecalciferol, 25 micrograms, and menaquinone. 45 micrograms. I'll do some research on those to see what chemicals are, if they are chemicals or whether or not they are actually just, yeah.
Well,
health.
Yeah. Another thing that I found out, just because my child was taking a little medication for dust mite, I got that from an immunologist because she couldn't breathe and having clogged up, and it's the Sydney dust mite, you know. And so they give you this medication. One is called a Carizax tablets, and they take it for 3 years, kind of like giving peanuts to kids who are allergic incrementally so that their immune system doesn't react so violently to it. And so it does work. It's a good medication. They put the standardized allergen extract in there, so the house dust mites, European American sort of thing in there, so you're actually eating it. And I was just having a look at the ingredients, the other ingredients in it, which is gelatin from fish, but one is sodium hydroxide, which sodium hydroxide, I've spoken about this on the Nightwatch podcast, is in most just over-the-counter pharmaceutical medicines anyway, as a kind of other ingredient they put in there, sort of like a preservative. But if you have a look at sodium hydroxide, it's toxic. Absolutely toxic. Can cause severe burns, irritation to the eyes, digestive system, lungs, resulting in permanent damage or death. Prolonged or repeated skin contact may cause dermatitis. Repeated inhalation of sodium hydroxide vapor can lead to permanent lung damage. It's not safe for humans whatsoever, if you have a look at it. But they say it depends on the level. So obviously in these pharmaceutical medications, they're giving you a tiny, tiny little bit, a tiny bit in each daily pill that you're taking, whatever medication you're taking. But you got to ask yourself, don't you? You know, why is this stuff in there? And if we're taking a poison incrementally throughout our lives, is that going to kill us quicker? Is it going to give us, unforeseen health problems? You know, it's in soaps, it's in everything, this sodium hydroxide. It's not safe.
Mm.
Even small amounts isn't really safe. But here's your children or whatever taking that. And you just got to look at the pack, you know, and then look up that. It's not safe at all. And so the same, you're taking a vitamin D3 supplement every day. Now, you probably don't notice it now, but what is it doing to us? Are we getting any benefit from that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real worry.
I'm just going up the other one. Look, I'm looking at the... I just need to know how they make the chlorosiferol. And I'm looking at the other one now, the menaquinone 7. Because I know that when they give the babies vitamin K shot in the hospital, it's actually got the ingredients label's got a black box warning on it because it is that toxic. So I know that the vitamin K they get at birth is completely toxic and not necessary. The way they came up with needing vitamin K was back in the days they were very violent with how they would rip a baby's head out if it was got stuck. And there'd be a lot of bleeding. And so therefore they said, oh, they need more vitamin K. That's the whole way vitamin K came about, getting it at birth. Completely unnecessary. Just like hepatitis B shots that they get three of. Again, completely unnecessary, because I'm not too sure when you're going to get a small child and rent them out for sex. Simple as that. And the mother is the one with Hep B, will you know about it? And how many people got a Hep B? Sweet fuck all, right? So
is that the 7-dehydrocholesterol?
No.
The vitamin D you're talking about? Is that the
vitamin K? No, the vitamin D, no. No, this one's got a menaquinone in it, which is the K2, which I need to do some more research on. But see, mate, I'm hoping that bioceuticals would be doing the right thing and having what is legit. But you know what, in saying that, there's two types of B12, right? There's B12 ethyl and there's B12 it's a longer form word of B12. I've just gone blank on it. The ethyl one is no good for the human body and the body can't do anything with it. You need the other one, and the number of companies that use the cheaper form is ridiculous. So you're actually putting a B12 in your body that's just next to useless.
Oh, you need the activated one.
Is that what? Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
activated B12. That's quite common now, which is good.
Mm. But you know, up until when I was a state member of parliament, I went to a bloody pharmaceutical company that was making these sort of things, and I said, "Oh, which B12 are you using?" He said, "Oh, we'll use that one." I said, "You realise that one doesn't absorb as much as this other one?" And they go, "What other one?" The chemist didn't even know. So yeah.
So what vitamin D supplement do you take? What is it called?
Well, it's called chlorosiferol.
Ah, because here it says 7 dehydrocholesterol. Is that how you pronounce it? Extracted from the lanolin found in greasy sheep's wool. This is irradiated with high-intensity light to form or preform vitamin D and then heated to form our final product of vitamin D3.
This just reminds us, you know what, because I stopped taking the vitamin C that were the chewable tablets, right? They are toxic, man, and they've got a stack of fluoride.
Oh, it rot your teeth too.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a friend of mine, she was using them, like got so addicted to them, like up to 20 a day. Mm. Her teeth, not her gums, her teeth were bleeding. Through her teeth from just taking that. She had to get off them. I mean, she was addicted to them. But yeah, they were making her teeth bleeding through her teeth. Crazy.
Mm.
Just crazy. But yeah, I think we have to go back over all of our supplements and just second guess them. I think, you know, it just reminds me because I have second guessed supplements over the time, but I haven't really second guessed any of the ones I've been taking of late, because I think when I did the research, they were all good. But I'm going to start thinking, hang on a second, just do another research on them. Just go over that and do some due diligence to make sure, because like they're not cheap and we're wasting our money. Right?
Yeah, it says vitamin D supplements are made from either the D2 or D3 form. You got to check the label because it's very different. Vitamin D3 supplements, the process actually starts with lanolin, a fatty substance secreted by the skin glands of sheep to condition their wool. So this has been used variously by human cultures for thousands of years, and today is an ingredient of many skin creams, beauty products, and lip balms due to its waterproofing and barrier qualities. But it also provides the chemical precursors of for making vitamin D3. Now that's just making, so I don't know what else goes in. The sheep's wool fleece is first washed to remove the impurities, and they go through all the whole thing and the and all that sort of stuff, and the alcohols, remaining lanolin alcohols, then refined further and subjected to a solvent wash, solvents. The extracts crude cholesterol, base ingredients, blah blah blah. That's how they're, well, they're just talking about the, and then you've got the vegan vitamin D. So there's compounded obtained from yeast.
Look, what I can say, Adam, is
It's quite deep, actually.
I would say to people on your vitamins and minerals, don't believe what's on the packaging, don't believe the manufacturer, do some due diligence of your own, and if you're using any of the real cheapo brands, you might as well just throw them in the bin. Even I've heard back a decade and a half ago about Swiss. This guy who was a chemist and blah, blah, blah. And yes, he was with another mob, but at the end of the day, Swiss wasn't his actual competitor in a way. And he goes, mate, you could take 100 Swiss, it won't make a difference. It just won't make a difference. There's nothing in there. It's a shit product.
It is. They are.
So just buyer beware. Buyer, just think, okay, it might have a nice fancy name, but realistically, or really, is it legit? And again, I
Well, it's.
watched firsthand this pharmaceutical company with a good name say that we didn't know there was two forms of B12.
Yeah,
Unbelievable.
that's true. Obviously, fatty fish and fish liver oils, egg yolks and beef liver and these things, all this kind of stuff we know. Maybe look for a natural vitamin D3 supplement and just check the labeling and everything, because what that was in that video is, and in that's quite nasty. It's just something that I've recommended here and talked a lot about. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh God, you can't win. It's always something. And I'm not paranoid about health. I drink alcohol. I'm just saying, I don't want to be taking something every day if it's costing me money and it's incrementally poisoning me. But it could be a big difference there to what they're talking about and what we can get. So we just have to check our labels. Get your egg yolks up and these things. Good fatty fish and cod liver oils and things like that. If you can buy them, that could be a good thing. And get enough sunshine, of course. Get out in the sunshine. Expose your skin to the sun. This is the thing, and it's even right through the schools now. Just telling people, all the kids, to wear these broad-rimmed hats and cover all their arms. And the teachers yell at them. I've spoken to the kids. If they don't bring their hat to school, they're scorned. And it's like winter. You should be out playing in the sun at your lunch break. It's only half an hour, getting as much as you can.
Shirts off.
Yeah, but the teachers will scorn them. Even when it's raining, you've got to put your hat on, and they make them wear all this stuff. And it started in the 80s, the slip, slop, slap and everything. You're going to get cancer from the sun. There's a big psyop going on here with vitamin D, because it's naturally produced by the body with the sunlight and through the eyes. If you're wearing sunglasses and sunblock and you're getting melanoma and shit, then we got to ask yourself why, if you're not getting enough sun.
Actually, Adam, I haven't worn sunglasses in 12 years. So when I was a state, well, not a state member, when I was going for running for parliament, every time we have to do a photo shoot, you'd be outside and you'd have to take your sunglasses off for the photo, and you couldn't do it. You're like, even sometimes you're under an awning on a bright day and you still couldn't do it. And I went, shit, I'm gonna have to get rid of these so my eyes get used to the sun. It took me about a good 6 months, but 12 years on, I can walk outside and literally look at the sun, no problems at all. I don't have to squint, nothing. The only time I ever have to squint is if the sun's really bouncing off something really white and bright. Other than that, man, I just don't need to use sunglasses. And you don't need them. You weren't born with sunglasses. Put it this way, you weren't born with them, and you don't need them.
And it's going to make your eyes sensitive and drip, and it's going to make glare unbearable. And when you're driving, yeah, this is the thing. I also noticed the, you know, the kids do swimming, Jason. All the kids do the swimming lessons in the chlorinated pools, and they wear the goggles. I noticed that, yeah, when because the parents have them in the goggles every time they go in the water. And if they go in the ocean or the ocean sea pools, tidal pools in the summer, you see them, they're constantly rubbing their eyes, constantly like rubbing their eyes every time they come up out of the water. Whereas our little one never wore the goggles, really, only a little bit, and she'll swim and doesn't rub her eyes. So, you know, I found that a little bit funny as well. But it's the same with reading glasses. Just your muscles go to sleep, it feels like, you know, in your eyes, and you just get stronger and stronger glasses because the glasses are doing the work for your eye muscles, and so they don't work anymore. And it's the same kind of thing, isn't it? But wearing those sunglasses, you become more sensitive. And you go outside, and it's like, holy crap, I've got to put my glasses on, the dark glasses on.
Yeah, now I haven't put dark glasses on this face in 12 years.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and if I do use glasses, sometimes I'll whippersnip. Sorry. Sometimes when I'm whippersnipping, I'll just grab whatever pair of glasses are there. But it annoys me to grab sunnies because it's like I'm turning the lights out. So I try and find just a clear pair because that's all I need. So sorry, I probably have put a pair on now and then, but only because that was the only thing I could grab and was probably the wife's or whatever. We leave them in the shed and just whack them on. But other than that, I would just wear clear ones if I got them. Don't need them. Sunglasses.
What are we at?
Hey, actually, you know, there's an industry, Adam, that's completely spawned for something we don't even need.
Well, like,
think of the number of industries that we don't even need.
Yeah.
Right? I got this. I read this in 2008 in San Francisco. I was talking at a bar, and she started telling me what she does for a job. And I just said to her, somebody with roller doors, right? I said, so do we actually need your product at all? She says, nope. We just created it and made people think we need it. Yep.
Yeah, I saw a clip on that years and years ago about the, you know, the sunglasses have to pass certain safety standards in Australia for the lenses. For the UV and everything, and so it basically makes them all the same whether you're getting a servo pair or a $500 pair. I guess the $500 pair may last longer, but they're actually all the same.
Yep. And Adam, something else I haven't used, I can't remember when, is sunscreen. So
not even
a natural one. We've got a natural one here that we will put on the boys. And it is very natural because it's a pain in the ass to put on and just leaves marks everywhere. Again, I make sure that I'm only in the sun, depending on how strong the sun is, for X amount of time. And then I feel like if it's middle of summer, I might go out in the middle of the day, but I don't think it'll be 5 or 10 minutes. And noting that I've got to get out or I've got to be covered up. Then a day like today in winter, I've already taken the dogs on one walk. I'll take them again shortly. I'll walk down for 20 minutes without anything on my head whatsoever, not required, middle of the day, because it's not going to affect me. But if it was middle of summer, I'd have a hat on, you know, just, and like I said, I cannot remember the last time I put sunscreen on. I'm going to say a decade ago as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. I remember that study came out of Russia as well with people using sunscreen and swimming in chlorinated swimming pools, that it turns into like a cancer weapon on your skin.
Yeah. Burns you.
Yeah. And also that stuff that came out from Blue Steel, the COLORBOND roofing that we talked a lot about on the podcast, that was on ABC News. You can still pull it up where the roofing was being eaten away and damaged because the roofers were using the sunscreen and they had it on their hands when they were putting the COLORBOND roofing down.
Yeah, right.
And the nanochemicals in the sun cream were eating the metal away. Our university in Australia did another test on this and they found that it was eating through floor varnish and stuff like that.
The galvanized steel industry is a big one, right? So I know my son's friend, because we were discussing how things happen over time. Anyway, finally my son goes, actually, you know what, Dad? He goes, and this is about, again, 5, 6, 7 years ago. He goes, my son's dad died at 40, just dropped dead. And they worked out it was from galvanized steel poisoning. He'd put the next galvanized nail in his mouth, holding it with his teeth before going the next one, the next one, the next one. That little bit of galvanizing over time killed him, right? It was only nanoparticles. And then I'm listening to a podcast with this other dude. He's in his probably certainly 50s, if not 60s, and he's had a few health problems because he used to work in the galvanized steel industry and didn't use the right PPE, and it's caught up with him. Man, certain chemicals, mate, oh, and galvanized steel, it's kind of like the lung one for the coal miners and whatnot. And it's all over time. It's all over time.
That's, toxicity.
Yeah.
Slow poisoning, huh?
Indeed.
That's crazy. And the chemicals that are the nanochemicals in the sunscreen, they're still in them in a lot of this popular sunscreen brands that people are rubbing on their bodies and on their children. Every summer in Australia. And the thing that shits me off is I go for a swim, especially in the sea pools. We like to go down there and people are, I can taste it. And in the ocean too, you can taste the sun cream.
Yeah.
When,
yeah.
You know, when it gets a bit crowded and it's like, fuck these people. And it's just all in the water.
Well, Adam, it's like when I go in the men's change room and someone's spraying underarm deodorant and like a couple of mouthful of that. Like I haven't used...
Oh, mouthful of brute, 33, yeah, mate.
Yeah, I haven't used underarm deodorant in 12 years. 12 years? No, 10 years. Man, the first month did I stink. Ooh. But again, I do use a natural one. I think it's called No Pong or whatever. And I don't even use that all the time. Like I haven't put any on today. Because if you got the diet right and you're exercising and you're cleansing yourself, you should be right. You'll get a few smelly days. But not the point where you've got to clog your pores up with that cancer-causing aluminium that's in so many of the underarm deodorants.
Yeah, that's right. Softening the blood-brain barrier. And yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just use tea tree generally. So good bottles of tea tree around those things. That's just as good as anything. I use coconut oil for teeth. That's it. Nice. Just a jar of coconut oil for nearly 3 years now.
Yeah, right.
I felt my teeth are better than ever. I don't mix anything. So you can mix some bicarb if you want, but I don't. I just use coconut oil. Just toothbrush and that's it. Because I was reading a blog and a few blogs and a lady, she wasn't selling anything. She said she had problems with her teeth and they wanted to do a root canal and she had this stuff and she wasn't happy. And she started washing out with coconut oil, but just brushing with it. And after quite a while, she hasn't been back to the dentist and her teeth had never been better. And again, she wasn't selling anything. And I've just felt that it's been great. Just coconut oil. Your teeth thrive on a fat. So, you know, it is, how much does a jar of that cost? Yeah. Everyone in the family can have their own little jar of it if you want to. Or you can put a little drop of peppermint oil in there if you want to. Right? But coconut oil, it takes away all... Because we've talked about this a lot, Jason. Even the health food store expensive toothpaste, it got glycerin. You know?
Yeah.
And that stops your teeth from remineralizing by putting a little film, sticky film on your teeth.
So here you go. So... Now, I've done coconut oil pulling before, so I've done that many times. And actually, I haven't done it in friggin' years. I really probably a solid year or two since I've done some coconut oil pulling. You got to put it in your mouth for 20 minutes and just a pain in the ass. But here you go. Oil pulling with coconut oil can transform your dental – I can't see the rest of it. It is claimed to reduce the risk of cavities, gum inflammation, and bad breath. Coconut oil pulling can reduce harmful bacteria in your mouth. Mm. So, man, if you're brushing with it, you're reducing the harmful bacteria in your mouth.
Well, the bacteria is kind of like acid. And if you're eating a sugar diet or whatever, you know, that's going to be more. But I was watching some retired dentists on YouTube and they said, you know, it's acidic. So it builds up over the day or the night and you need to kill it off, get rid of it. So with the coconut oil, especially if you're doing, I don't really do the pulling. I don't worry about that too much. I just put it in my mouth every morning for 5 minutes even. And it just liquefies. And you've got to remember when the coconut oil liquefies and you're just swishing it around your mouth in the mornings or the night before bed, that's all going in between your teeth as well.
Mm.
And you'll just feel that your teeth are healthier, your gums are better. You know, that whole area will feel better. And you'll know when you go to the dentist, you won't have those cavities or anything. It just strengthens everything. Along with your K2 as well. That's a big one to take. But coconut oil, how much does it cost? If you can get the raw stuff, like the good quality stuff, I get a big jar of it, big jars of it.
I mean, I've got like I always say to the missus, like if we haven't got under 10 jars, 1 kilo jars of coconut oil, why have we got under 10? We never go under 10. Go out and buy another two. Go
Yeah,
and buy two or three.
that's right.
He's got about around a dozen 1 liter jars of coconut oil in the house.
So much of it. It goes hard now, but I just get a spoon out in the morning and chew it until it
Yeah, right.
liquefies.
Yeah.
And you can do the coconut oil pulling maybe one or two times a week if you want to. I just
Hang on.
recommend every morning just putting it in for 5 minutes, not even that.
So you really are, in a way, doing oil pulling for 5 minutes, just not the 20.
Yeah, I just don't think you need to do that every day. You know, maybe one day a week if you want to. But I do it every day. Yeah, just wash my mouth out with it for a few minutes.
Yeah, right. So do you brush them?
I brush it every day and every night with the coconut oil.
So, but hang on. You'll swish it around for 5 minutes and then brush.
Oh, no, I just I use the coconut oil swish just every morning when I get up because it's
Right.
been all night, you know.
Yeah.
And that acidic bacteria is there, so you just and I know the dental associations and stuff have signed off on this as well. They've had to admit how powerful coconut oil is. A lot of people would not realize that, but it's extremely powerful. You know, antibacterial and all of this. you know, so it will clean all that away very quickly. It's really strong stuff.
And really important for listeners is make sure you spit it out. You
Yeah.
don't swallow it because it's got the toxins in it that's grabbed the bacteria.
Especially if you're doing pulling, yeah, it's supposed to. It's very ancient practice. It's supposed to pull that all out. But, you know, your teeth and your nerves and all the pathways in there. It's a powerful part of your body. It's all connected to your spine. Your teeth are connected to every part of your body. It's all there, you know. So it's like it's definitely very strengthening too. And I think if you do it every day, you just keep doing it, you'll feel the difference. And your teeth will look good too, you know. And the kids can do it. You know, I just can't believe people buy Colgate and all this stuff. I don't understand why.
Well, that's all right. I just read a little article here. It says you can brush with coconut oil, but you should really make sure that you've also got a toothpaste that's got
That's the
fluoride
thing.
in
Yeah, we discussed that as well. You can go into the most modern looking dentist you've ever seen in your life, Jason. I mean, that some of the dentists now, it's like, holy crap, look at this and the stuff they're using. And they'll be quite holistic. If you know, if you tell them, look, I want done this, I want that, they're really good, but they're still the dentists. No matter how modern and technically advanced they are, they still tell you that you need fluoride. This archaic, prehistoric bullshit nonsense poison. They'll still stand there and tell you that you need to do that. You got to be careful. You know, that people told me that Jim West told me that then with fillings and stuff, they put fluoride in under the filling. And it's part of what they do, and it's still there. It's still there. You're going into these practices, and it's like, God, this has all changed now, you know? And they do a great job. A lot of them, you know, they're pretty open. They're willing to have that conversation of what you want. You know, you pay a lot of money, but they're still doing the fluoride thing. Oh my God. Remember those mouth guards they got people to put on, Jason, with the cold fluoride gel that was colored? And they would push it up into your gum and you'd squeeze it down. It's all like that fluoride. It's insane that this would be taking place. The gums, your tongue, under your tongue, this whole sensitive part of our mouths, you know, you're putting that in. And so think about people brushing their teeth with Colgate and all these high fluoride toothpastes every night. And that's going all on your gums, your teeth, under your tongue, everywhere, all these sensitive parts, you know, straight into your blood. It's really toxic stuff when all you need is a jar of coconut oil. Try it, mate. Just dip your
I am. Like I said, I've done coconut oil pulling before, but I'm gonna just go full on.
It's pretty hard, like with your brush, because it's but you might be a bit warmer up there. It goes very hard.
Oh, no, it's still hard. It's still cold.
Yeah, so the coconut in, you know, in summer I just dip it in, but you know, it just depends. But you just I f I stock it up on the toothbrush really high, heaps of it, and I just brush my mouth. Even before bed, I'll just wash out with it and spit it out, you know?
Yeah, right, nice.
It just goes so liquidy, and you just, as I said, it's going all in between your teeth, everywhere. It's smothering it. And then when you're sleeping, you've got that all over your teeth. It's really good stuff. It's really good stuff, and so cheap. All the family, every family listening to this can do away with that toxic, expensive, ridiculous nonsense of this toothpaste that you don't need. It's just, why would you use that? It's insane. Why would nature design you to go and buy Colgate? You know what I mean? And you read the ingredients, there's nothing in those ingredients. All they're doing is they're selling a fluoride product.
Yep.
Because the whole industry is based on fluoride being good for your teeth. If you take that away, like the virus theory, they don't have anything left. Once people know how toxic fluoride is, they're going to look at all those products and go, we just don't need it. All I would say is what you can do, Jason, is buy a big jar and then get some little Tupperware containers so everyone's got theirs. You don't want everyone sticking their brushes in the one jar. Mm. I've got my own jar. We've got different jars. But you can get a big jar and then make some, just put it in little Tupperware things with a lid on, you know. That's something you could do so everyone's got their colour or whatever, so they use their own. That's it.
Yep.
Save your money too, mate.
There you go. Wow.
This is just all stuff that we discuss, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, this one went different. Oh, we've done these sort of ones before.
Yeah, it's interesting how we are. Well, I guess we have to plug out. I was going to ask you today because you were telling me about the Greta bus crash. I don't know if you've been wanting to talk about that or study it at some point in the Hunter Valley.
Yeah, because...
wedding bus crash.
Okay, so Adam, here's the thing. For 10 people to have died that weren't elderly and all the bus did was fall over on its side, you know, like, did 10 people manage to hit their heads in such a way that 10 people died in a bus crash that just... It just flipped over, that's all it did, and slid probably 5 metres, not even. You know, and then at the bottom, underneath, as if it looks as if what they're trying to do is say that someone got, you know, caught underneath the bus when it rolled because it was this big blood-like stain. Well, hang on, the bus has got windows. No one's arms coming out, you know. And then they had flowers. It went on the news, went on and on. There's just some things that were false flags about it. And again, the big piece for me is 10 people died on just a bus that flipped over once on its side. Doesn't make sense.
So this is on the night of 2023, a bus overturned at Greta in Australia's Hunter Valley region, and the bus was transferring guests from a wedding at Lovedale to Singleton. 10 people were killed and another 25 were taken to hospital. That's just the basic thing. And they're saying here, seatbelts could become mandatory on New South Wales buses after horror Hunter Valley crash. It's because they had no seatbelts on when it tipped. But how do 10 people die when it... I mean, maybe unless it was speeding? I don't know.
And apparently the 58-year-old driver was doing a bit of apparently driving erratically and fast, and he's yelled at them, "You ain't seen nothing yet." No. A 58-year-old driver's not, unless he's lost the plot. And did you see when he came out of the lockup? He came from this under this garage door, and you know, jumped into an Uber, and like no one escorting him out, just odd.
Yeah, you were mentioning it after it happened that it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
So there's a big thing going on about this. I haven't had a lot of time to look into it. Saying there's 9 people still in hospital, urgent reviews ordered for New South Wales bus safety, and all of this kind of stuff. It's hard with these ones, isn't it? Kind of like 9/11, does it just keep inducing trauma, sort of base mind control into the population through the news every night? Yep. These kind of terrible things they're telling you has happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen. It probably did. I just don't know enough about it at the moment. But what Jason's saying is that there's a lot of odd things here. And when we see odd things, you got to look at it. of what problem reaction solution is here. What are they going to do after this? I don't know. But that's weird with a driver, mate. As you said, unless he was on drugs. Yeah. Why would he say that? Mm. I don't know, mate.
I don't know. There you go. All right. Leave it on that one then.
Boy.
Well, we're still here, people. This ain't going away yet.
Yeah, the news loves inflicting trauma, don't they, on the public? Every night of the week. Sometimes I haven't been on there and I'll just put it on. It's just trauma, 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 fear, 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 deaths, shootings, muggings, you know, all this kind of stuff that they're constantly pumping out. And when you read about a lot of it and you do the gematria, you get a lot of those numbers popping up. And I think, here we go again, you know. This looks pretty suspicious. But with all of these big events, all we do is just take a look at them. Have a look into that if you can. Later, Jason, let me know anything else that pops out for you with that crash, although I haven't looked in it like you have, or you've had a little look, but I'll have a little bit of a study on that. There's just so much going on. Once they do that, then they switch foot over here and then over there and then another one and another one and another one. It just doesn't stop the psychological operation of this mass distractions on the public, buddy. Anything you want to finish on?
No. Oh, yeah, actually, we'll finish on one thing. There's a thing from 30-odd years ago where this guy talks about how to break down society. And one of the things, it takes 15 to 20 years to demoralize society. And just think how demoralized we all, well, not everyone, but, you know, life in general is quite demoralizing and it's tough. But this has been put in place for decades, what they're doing. So we've got to just try and thwart their plans, and like I said, you know, have the fun foot happening, and have the other foot on their throat, just so that, you know, when shit happens, you're ready for it. Because look at COVID. COVID happened. We were locked down. We were locked down, people. Our businesses went broke. We had to use superannuation to keep going. They can do this shit to you, so you got to be prepared for when they do the next one.
They're really rubbing our faces in shit, aren't they, mate?
Oh, yeah.
And you look at Daniel Andrews. I was just going through Sky News here. You know, he's increasing 3.5% pay increase for Victorian MPs. This is on the back of the state of Victoria, everyone in it having to pay for his lockdowns and the mass destruction that he's caused. And what's going on down there, he's increasing the taxes on everybody. So they're bumping up their salaries now from July the 1st. So an MP will now get $198,839 a year. And Mr. Andrews, he's going to be bumped up to $60,480 in expenses. That's his expenses. And you got $481,000. It just goes on here for him.
Adam, I can speak on this because I was a former
MP. How much did you get a year?
Yeah, I went from 137,500, I think, from memory, to 195, right? And then on top of that, now hang on, was it one, maybe called, maybe, I just can't remember because I also got $12,000 a year or $20,000 a year because I was on a committee, but everyone's on a fucking committee.
He's got to be on a committee.
So I, as a backbencher, I think I'm going to say somewhere between 195 and 205 was my including everything. But then on top of that, I had two $30,000 buckets to use for what basically ever I wanted. Mate, if I went to a school fete, I'd go and spend $100 on raffle tickets. It looked like a really good guy, but it's your money I'm spending. And then, you know, all the money that we had at our disposal just to make us look good is just crazy. You know, like you got stamps. If you want to just go and send out mail to everyone that just lobbed into your electorate for the first time, yep, no worries. Go and spend $300-$500 worth of stamps and just send it out. The money you get is just ridiculous. And you know, the ministers get more money, and the top dog gets even more money again for all those things. Yeah, our wicked witch up here, she's on like $500,000.
God. Yeah, it's sick, isn't it? Have you seen this ridiculous, stupid, idiot John Pesutto? He's set to receive $383,760 per annum, And his shadow ministers will get an increased salary of $17,375 plus over nearly $13,000 in expenses. And guess what that takes the total package to, Jason? $228,666.
Yeah. Yeah, only 1% of the Australian population earns 200,000 plus.
That's right.
And, you know, that's where you put these pollies. And I can tell you right now, some of these pollies aren't worth their weight in blood.
Nothing.
They are so dumb, some of these. And some of them get in by accident. And we're giving them this massive amount of money, that they just don't deserve.
Isn't it sick?
Yep, unbelievable.
And most people are just desperate to find a job and put food on the table at the moment. I mean, people are really struggling now. It's a real struggle. We were talking about this before we started. Yeah. You know, just petrol and shopping and things. It's brutal.
And just on that, because we're using lawyers at the moment, like I said, I can't say much more, but the lawyer sends through an update of pricing due to hard times. And hang on, this is hilarious, right? Their prices already are between, you know, you use their main lawyers, they're $550 an hour, right? Where is it? Oh, this is hilarious. Let me get it. Like, this is coming from, here we go, letter of the client. Yeah, here we go, hourly rate, right. So we would like to advise that we recently reviewed our fees, including the rates and scales as set out in our cost agreements. Here we go. Due to the current financial climate and the growing cost of living, it has been necessary to review our costs and in regards our hourly rates. So we got these lawyers are probably all driving BMWs, making a shit ton of money, saying that during the growing cost of living, are you shitting me? Unbelievable.
Boy.
$560 per hour, $560 per hour, $530, $500, $500, $450, $410. And if you can use a law graduate, oh, they're only $265. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Far out.
Yeah, so even a law student, they charge out at $265 per hour plus GST.
Crikeys.
Yeah. It's only where you get a legal administration assistant, God knows what she's any good for, she's $240 an hour.
Crikeys.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, mate.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's me for today, mate.
All right, buddy. Nice chatting with you today for the podcast. You're up out of Brisbane, I'm here in Sydney, and good to connect and talk about the latest. Keep the conversation rolling, eh? Having a chat. I know the listeners out there enjoy it. And hi to everyone out there when they hear this. Thanks for your support and listening and getting on the website. Great to have everyone out there doing so. Strange times, and we move forward. It's coming quick, 2024, far out. It's coming up, mate.
It is indeed.
It's going to be weird times. Anyway, we'll continue to break down some things on the next podcast, buddy. So you take care, and we'll be back again soon.
Peace out, my friend.